is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. In her first interview since becoming the Democratic presidential nominee, Kamala Harris told CNN today that her positions on immigration and fracking have changed because her time as vice president has given her a new perspective. CBS's Nydia Cavazos says Harris has been criticized for doing the interview with her running mate Tim Walz alongside her.
The Harris and Walz campaign claimed that the fact that this is a joint interview that will be airing tonight at 9 p.m. is all part of a long-standing tradition where this has been done before with Obama and Biden, for example.
Republican vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance spoke to a convention of firefighters in Boston today.
All Americans are affected by this terrible inflation crisis. And under President Trump, wages were rising and nobody was really talking about inflation in 2020 in this country.
The country's already on the move in anticipation of the Labor Day weekend. Santiago Flores is flying out of JFK in New York.
Hopefully it goes by quick, TSA quick lines, straight to the gate, sit down for a little bit, and get ready for a flight.
As the holiday weekend begins, the national average for a gallon of unleaded gasoline is $3.36. AAA's Andrew Gross.
If we can make it through this next couple of weeks of hurricane season without a storm threatening the Caribbean and the Gulf Coast, then prices will probably keep falling right through the end of the year.
Maryland transportation officials have approved a contract to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge several months after it collapsed after being hit by an out-of-control container ship. CBS's Jim Crisula has details.
It's hoped the nearly $2 billion bridge replacement project will be finished by 2028. The collapse in late March eliminated one of three water crossings used by tens of thousands of vehicles a day to bypass downtown Baltimore. The original Key Bridge took 5 years to build and opened in 1977.
Six members of a road work crew who were filling potholes on the bridge at the time died when the bridge crashed into the water below. Californians are bracing for another financial blow. A big insurance company plans to significantly increase rates for homeowners' policies. KCBS reporter Matt Bigler says some Allstate customers could see their rates more than double.
In some zip codes at greater risk from wildfire, Allstate customers could see their home insurance premiums go up by a whopping 133%, the largest rate increase in California in 3 years. Dave, who lives in a wooded area north of San Francisco, says his insurance policy
has gone up about 50-60% in price just in the last year.
The average rate increase is 34%.
Allstate blames the steep price hike in part on fires and flood. The Dow up a little more than 0.5%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. Microsoft has gotten approval to build an additional 2 million square feet of data center space in Mount Pleasant. The expansion will nearly double their current development plans. Racine is mourning the loss of former Mayor Jim Smith, who served the city for 18 years as both an alderman and mayor. Current Mayor Corey Mason has ordered flags to be flown at half staff in honor of Smith's service. Despite the DOT temporarily suspending work, several major roads in southeastern Wisconsin will still be disrupted during the Labor Day weekend. Drivers should expect closures and lane reductions on various highways in Milwaukee, Racine, and Walworth counties. Racine County will hold a series of listening sessions to discuss a proposed 0.5% sales tax. The first session will be held in the town of Norway on the 9th, with additional sessions planned for Burlington, Caledonia, and Union Grove. A $450 million downtown redevelopment project in Kenosha's Harbor District will begin after Labor Day. It'll start with a five-story apartment building. Eventually, it'll include a nine-block revitalization featuring residential, commercial, and public spaces. And school starts next week for Racine and Kenosha Unified kids, but two Racine schools are in the spotlight today. There are ribbon-cutting events unveiling the renovations at Jerstad Agerholm and at Starbuck International. The first event is at 3:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Big inning leads to a big win in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. The Brewers used a 5-run fifth inning to win 5-3 over the San Francisco Giants Wednesday night. William Contreras hit a 2-run home run in the inning, while Freddy Peralta struck out 8 in 6 innings of work as Milwaukee climbed to 20 games over 500. The series finale is Thursday afternoon. The Green Bay Packers cut their roster down to 53 this week, including making some big decisions at kicker and running back. General Manager Brian Gutekunst said the roster's talent made it difficult to make cuts.
This is a really tough, you know, 3-4 days for everybody involved. It's not easy to go through this process and then make these decisions, but more importantly, you got a lot of young men in there that have put a ton of work into this, and to kind of have to, you know, tell them you don't want to move on, but just by rules you have to, and so it's really tough.
The Packers open the season a week from tomorrow against the Eagles in Brazil. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms late. Warm and muggy with a low near 70. Storms through the first half of the day tomorrow, then mostly cloudy for the afternoon and a high around 80. Sunshine and pleasantly cooler temperatures ahead for the holiday weekend. Right now it's 76.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. It was on this date in 1965. The Beatles, during a tour, appeared at the Hollywood Bowl in Hollywood, California. Tickets cost $3. Can you imagine?
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Let it be.
night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. We'll be right back.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman and Stuart J. Waddles. Stuart, do you like a good tailgate?
Who doesn't? Yeah, sure.
When do you think tailgating began?
Ooh, not soon after the advent of the tailgate.
Okay.
I have no idea. I don't know. I mean,
you would think
when was the big parking lot made next to the stadium?
Yeah,
I'd imagine New York, but maybe they're not driving as much.
You would think it would have something to do with sports and stadiums, right? But it doesn't. The first tailgate was in 1860-something during the Civil War. The concept of tailgating can be traced back to the first Battle of Bull Run. Civilians gathered with picnic baskets filled with food and drinks to watch the battle.
Hmm.
And I remember seeing
like
that.
A Lincoln rally, maybe, like
right?
Getting together. Hey, man, we're going to the Lincoln rally.
You would think, though, that it had something to do with sports or, like you said, with the tailgate on a pickup truck or something. But, yeah, I remember seeing that. We've been to a lot of Civil War sites and battlefields, and I remember seeing, you know, depictions of that, of people gathering on the hill to watch the soldiers duke it out.
So is the word tailgate maybe goes back further than like a pickup truck reference?
I don't know if they called it tailgating during the Civil War, but that's what it was.
Wagon enjoying.
Yes, yeah. Right. There you go. All right, that's Stuart J. Waddles. He'll keep us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Craving a delicious bite that'll make your tail wag with joy? Dogs and Cream has the hot dog game on lock. Whether you have a hankering for a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, Dogs and Cream is happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. Make sure you save room for this sweet companion, velvety soft serve custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious. Smiles are our specialty at Dogs and Cream, located at 2721 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Looking for the best sandwiches in town? All Labor Day weekend, indulge in the mouthwatering flavors of Lee's Deli at the Por La Gente softball tournament at Island Park. Whether you're craving cold subs, hot sandwiches, or crispy fried appetizers, the new mobile concession system ensures you won't miss a second of the excitement. Discover why Lee's Deli has been Racine's go-to sandwich shop for over 50 years. Visit the deliciousness of Lee's Deli at the Por La Gente softball tournament through Labor Day weekend at Island Park.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Halfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Whether you're tinkering in your garage or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Me, but her heart was full of lies, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool, oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart, poor little fool. Gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You know who's back on the air? Paul Harvey. That's right. You can listen to archived episodes of the rest of the story. Mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and middays with Cindy Huber at 12:05. It's Paul Harvey and the rest of the story on WRJN.
She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to
right now. saw her, she would wave to me goodbye. With hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Nobody covers Racine's local news like WRJN does. We've been doing it for 97 years, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The new COVID booster shot is rolling out, and experts recommend everyone who can get one should.
Everything appears to be covered by the vaccine, that it should be a good match and it should offer very good protection against COVID-19.
Tom Haupt is Wisconsin state epidemiologist. More people are landing in the hospital with COVID these days. Haupt says that's likely because last year's boosters are losing their effectiveness. Wisconsin state tax collections for the fiscal year that just ended rose by more than 1%. That's $275 million additional dollars for the state officials weren't necessarily expecting. There's no word on why tax collections were higher than projected. The Department of Revenue is working on final numbers that will come out in October. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The operating system in Racine County is now more dedicated to Microsoft. The company has secured approval from the Mount Pleasant Village Board to build an additional 2 million square feet of data center space. It's slated for a 791-acre site along Braun Road. The expansion will nearly double the company's current development plans. It'll bring their total data center footprint in the area to almost 4.5 million square feet. The project is part of Microsoft's $3.3 billion data center campus investment in Mount Pleasant. The city of Racine is mourning the loss of former Mayor Jim Smith. He served for 18 years as an alderman and mayor. In a social media post, current Mayor Corey Mason is expressing his sadness and is ordering flags to be flown at half staff in honor of Smith's legacy. And while the DOT is temporarily suspending work for the Labor Day weekend, several major roads in southeastern Wisconsin will still be disrupted. In Milwaukee County, drivers should anticipate closures and lane reductions on 43, 894, and 32. Those traveling in Racine, Walworth, and Washington counties will encounter various road closures and detours due to roundabout construction, bridge replacements, and resurfacing projects. Check 511 for the latest on road conditions. According to AAA, peak travel times are expected today between 1 and 7:30, tomorrow between 2 and 6, and 11 and 8 on Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms late. Warm and muggy with a low near 70. Storms through the first half of the day tomorrow, then mostly cloudy for the afternoon and a high around 80. Sunshine and pleasantly cooler temperatures ahead for the holiday weekend. Right now it's 76.
WRJN. Slipping away, sitting on a pillow. Waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow. This is the night
to go to the celebrity ball.
Satin and lace is a little pity. Didn't find time to call. Gonna make it to the city. Oh, this is the night.
Can we listen to local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN? Well, humans have been searching for centuries for the secret to living longer. And the answer may be as simple as maintaining a positive state of mind. A study out of Boston University found that people who scored higher on an optimism assessment were more likely to live past the age of 85.
Time won't let me.
scenes, home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, it's just about back to school time, isn't it? And maybe you're heading over to the store to get everything on that back to school supply list. Maybe some Crayola crayons? Let me give you everything you never needed to know about Crayola crayons. Over the summer, Crayola produces 13 million crayons a day at their factory in Easton, Pennsylvania. This production rate is 8% higher during the back-to-school season compared to the rest of the year. Half of Crayola's annual sales occur in the 9 weeks leading up to Labor Day. The Easton, Pennsylvania plant produces 350,000 24-count boxes of crayons daily. The wax used in the crayons is stored molten in silos, holding a 3-day supply at a time. And the facility uses 450,000 pounds of wax every 5 days. And there's everything you never needed to know about Crayola crayons.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, Cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pride Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there.
Happened. sorry, and I was a little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Coming up, CBS News at 6. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon after Brewers baseball on WRJN.
Watch it!
Timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz sat down for their first extensive interview of the campaign with CNN. It'll be shown tonight at 9 Eastern. CBS's Jim Krasula says Harris was asked why she changed some of her positions.
In the interview, Harris said the climate crisis is real and that it's an urgent issue. She also said she no longer wants a ban on fracking, which generates jobs in Pennsylvania, a key swing state. The Democratic presidential nominee also said her positions and policies on immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border have not changed, noting she prosecuted human and drug smugglers as California Attorney General.
Harris said she'd appoint a Republican to her cabinet. Republican President